Vishis, Chusha Virabunim Shlita, Marunam Virabunam Viraboisai. The topic of today's Shia is sanctifying the workplace, which is Be'emes. It's Gemura, Masechtas Bruchas, and of Lamed Beis, Somed Beis. The Gemura says, Abo Dvorim Tzrichim Chizik. There are four things which need Chizik. And Rashi says, Tomid Bekol Koichoi. These are things which need constant Chizik, Bekol Koichoi. Says the Gemura, what are they? Tfila, we understand. Tfila is always something which we need to improve on. Masim toivim, midas, the way we behave. Again, we can never hear enough, we can never have enough. Torah, again, we understand fully well. The fourth thing, however, says the Gemara, is derech eretz. What does this mean, derech eretz? Says Rashi, kegoin soicha beschairusoi, a merchant to sell his merchandise. Imen bemalachtoi, a craftsman to make whatever he needs to produce. So this Gemara needs a bit of an explanation, that the Gemara lumps together, puts together our most loftiest goals, tefillah, ma'asim toivim and toira on one hand, and the fourth thing is derech eretz, speaking about working in the workplace, and that's something which is srichim chizik, says Rashi, tomid b'kol koichoi. What does the Gemara refer to that one needs to be mechazik, a businessman? What type of inyan is this? So I thought to myself, today, which is a day of work, and people who are all here working, people have come together, this is the right and correct occasion to speak about this, because throughout the year, we always hear Shiurim and Divrei Torah about the Bein Odom Lamukoyim, the Avoid of Torah, Tefillah, Ma'asim Tovim, and so on. We rarely hear Shiurim about being Machazik, the Baal Malucha, the Balabus who is working. And sometimes, unfortunately, we hear there are people who go around and they give an impression as if to say people who are work are sort of second class chas v'shulam. You have the elite of Klal Yisrael, the loim de Torah, those who are sitting in koilel and learning. Those are the first class. And then chas v'shulam, there are people who think to themselves, or they might even say it, that the second class Jew is the balabus. So I want to dispel this notion and to show today, as Sanish Demis, and this is what the Gemara tells us, Abod Dvorim Srichem Chizik, as the Imen b'malachtoi and the Schoire b'scherusoi also needs constant Chizik, that he shouldn't chas v'shulem fall into this mistake to somehow think that it's second class if a person is being mekayim the pusik yagia kapecho kisoichel v'schazal zogen ashrecho v'toivloch ashrecho boi lemazeh v'toivloch loy lemabu. And I want to explain taka this man machazal yagia kapecho kisoichel ashrecho ashrecho v'toivloch boi lemazeh v'toivloch loy lemabu. How can this be? How this is Adam? I saw in the Sefer Digma Midake Ovi from the Chofetz Chaim, that was a Sefer written by the son of the Chofetz Chaim, various conversations that his father, the Chofetz Chaim, had with different people, that a doctor once came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said to the doctor, and the doctor said to the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, I'm busy a whole day in my surgery. I don't have any spare time to learn. I'm busy a whole day. So Ma'ani la'olam habo, if I haven't got any time to learn, I'm just busy in my surgery. And the Chofetz Chaim told him a moedi kavod. It's written in Parshas Bereishis that when the Rabbeinu Shloilem created the world, state in the pusuk ve'etz hachayim besoich hagam. In the Gan of Gan Eden, the Rabbeinu Shloilem placed the Eitz Hachaim. And Rashi says that the translation of the besoich hagam doesn't mean inside the Gan. It says Rashi be'emtza hagam, in the middle. It was bang in the middle. The Eitz Hachaim was bang in the middle. Middle of Gan Eden. What's the difference, said the Chofetz Chaim, where exactly the Eitz HaChaim is? Says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. When something is in the middle, it is equally accessible to everybody. It's no nearer to one person than it is to another person. If it's in the middle, it's the same difference from whichever corner you are standing. If the Eitz HaChaim would have been, ich weiß, in the left-hand corner, so would have been the nearest to them and the furthest from those who are at the bottom. But because it's be'emtz HaGan, so the Eitz HaChaim is equal to everybody. Said the Chofetz Chaim, what the Torah is telling us is that the Derech HaTorah is the same distance for everybody. B'chol dochecho do'ehi, says the Chofetz Chaim. B'chol dochecho, and whichever way you go, do'ehi, you can recognize and you can come to das and to understand and appreciate the Derech of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There is no one Derech. Unfortunately, today we hear people have this misconception. My Derech is the Emes Derech in Avodas Hashem in Yiddishkeit. The other Derechim are no good. My Derech, this is the Emes Derech. And unfortunately, one hears this today. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no, nishta zoi. The Eitz HaChaim is Besoy Chagon, is Be'emz Chagon. Everybody has the equal and same opportunity. Whatever you are doing, B'chol Duchecho Do'ei. And the Chofetz Chaim added on and he said, with this we understand the Gemara, Masechtas Tanna. It's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Daf Chof Aleph from the base, there was a doctor called Abba Imna. Says the Gemara as follows, Abba Imna have usulei shaloma mimesifta derekia kol yoima. Every single day, there were doirish min hashemayim, a baskoil sivus, I don't know. Every day min hashemayim, there were doirish b'shulayim from Abba Imna, how he is faring. That's who Abba Imna, this doctor, was. El Abaya, one of our greatest Amaruim, komala yoyme de shabsa. Not every day like Abba Imna, but every week. Erev Shabbos, there were doirish shloime min hashemayim. Lerova, Kol Mala Yoim Tikipira, once a year, Erev Yoim Kippur. Says the Gemara, have a kachol shadat ad Abaya. Abaya ad chalish shadas. Look, me, I'm the sitting and learning all day long in the Beis Hamedrash, one of our greatest Amaruim. There were only Doyish Shloim and Hashemayim once a week. And a doctor, Abba Imna, every single day. Omri Lei Motmodigavins Abaya, Loi Mutis Lemevet. If they, you Abaya, cannot compare to the actions what this doctor Abba Imna is doing. And the Gemara says there's no time now to explain how what Abba Imna, his moedika, how he, the Gemara says how he would have special clothes for the ladies, that they shouldn't have to totally get undressed, how he had a box outside that he didn't see who did pay and who didn't pay. The Gemara brings a whole load of stories how Abba Imna, besides being an amazing doctor, how he treated his patients with the utmost care and the utmost sneers. So we see here, said the Chofetz Chaim, a doctor, the Doyre Shloimim in Hashemayim every single day. And similarly, this is quoted, this Yisod in many Sforim, the Divrei Yisrul from the Mojit Sareba writes in the name of his Zayder, Rabbi Cheskel Kuzmira, who he said as follows, somebody asked him, is it correct for a person to be oisik in business and masa matan? And he answered him, bevadai, toy veyufa hadova, it's correct. Emishen eroisa lasik b'masa v'matan, mach meshminiye l'avoydes Hashem. Somebody doesn't want to go into business because he thinks somehow this is a contradiction to avoydes Hashem. Einoi yodeya bedarkei chasidus klal. Said Rabbi Cheskel Kazmira, he hasn't begun to understand the aleph base of chasidus. Lechoira, however, it needs an explanation. And this is what I want to focus on today. How can it be that not only is not being oisik in business not a contradiction to avoidus Hashem, but other rabbi, it will enhance your avoidus Hashem. And we find in another sefer, Toldos Aharon, this is written from one of the early Talmidei Baal Shem, Reb Aharon Finjitome. He writes, "Mi shemichach in pashas b'chikoisai, somebody who has to be oisik in masa matan, al yoy meshim avalas manoi, he shun chas v'shulem, say, I'm wasting my time. V'ruchoik ma'avoydes Hashem, and he's far away from avoydes Hashem. She'einoi kein, she'b'masa v'matan gam kein, yesh avoydes Hashem. There is avoydes Hashem in masa matan." And we find this lahalucha. We know it's written in the Gemara, Gepaskin, Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Reish Mem Ches. It's forbidden for person to board a ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. As I state la halucha, less than 3 days, because we're worried there might come a situation of pikiach nefesh, and a person's not allowed lechachila to put himself into a matzav of oynes, it will have to be mechal Shabbos. However, state kapaskin and shulchan aruch, letzorech mitzvah, a person has to go on a journey because it's tzorech mitzvah, he's allowed to travel even less than 3 days before Shabbos. What constitutes the tzorech mitzvah? One of the things, writes the Ramo there, the end of Siman Reish Mem Ches, Kalmukim she'udam hoylech l'schoyre, wherever a person journeys on business, Hakoil chushiv hakoil dvam mitzvah. This is included, says the Ramo, in a dvam mitzvah. He's allowed to go less than 3 days before Shabbos. This explains the Mugen Avraham. Don't think that we're speaking about a case where a person hasn't got what to eat and therefore he has to go. It's mamash pikiach nefesh. He's got to be mekayim what he wrote in this ksiba v'ona ezel v'afanis. So he's got no, says the Mugen Avraham. Afile yesh lo mezoinus. Even if he's got food, v'hoyach l'schoyre laharvocha, he's going to get extra. This is also considered a dvar mitzvah. So you see here, a psak la'alucha fin ramo, a person is allowed less than 3 days to go on a ship, to go on a business trip, because the business trip is considered a dvar mitzvah. The shal is, why? Why should be a dvar mitzvah? Other rabbi, stay at home and open your gemara. What type of dvar mitzvah is going on schoir? I saw a new sefer just published recently, Memo'oynus Haroi. It's a gewaldige sefer about the Kotzke Rebbe, the Chiddush Harim. Brings down their story that there was a Yid, a Talmud Chochem, who sat and learned. And as the mishpucha became bigger, so he had more expenses, and he had to go and start working, and he felt very bad. He had to close his gemur and go out the Beis HaMedrash to get himself a job. And it's a chosgeret to the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Kotzke Rebbe told him, don't feel bad. And he told him a gewaldige Wort. And he said as follows, we know Chazal tell us, Rutsa Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakeh es Yisrael, lefichach hebo lehem teure emitzes. Or the Kotzke Rebbe gerfeik lechoyre, just the opposite. If the Baruch Hashem is looking to be mezakeh klal Yisrael, make it as least as possible. That way everybody can do it. He tells, give us 5 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs, so everybody will manage. But therefore the boy should give it more and more and more. Just the opposite. The more you have, the more difficult it becomes. Or the Kotzke Rebbe Gazuk, the Gewaldige Gepshat. The boy should want that every Yid should have a chelik in Torah and avoid the Hashem. Hear Bolehem. The boy should give us many opportunities how we can do this. Hear Bolehem, said the Kotzke Rebbe, a person who goes out to work. He's got so many opportunities. You've got lavim which you would never have if you're just sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Gans choshem mishpat. The way how you behave. Hin tzedek, velav tzedek, lo signov, lo sigzoil, tzniyas, how you speak to women, customers, and so on. Said the Kotzke Rebbe, you've got ample opportunities. Do some shout, hear Bolehem, you don't have to feel bad. But still, we need to go a little bit deeper to understand. At the end of the day, it's difficult. How can you compare somebody who's in business to somebody sitting in the Beis HaMedrash? We know Talmud Torah keneged kilum. How can we compare the two? The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sanhedrin in Daf Zayin Amud Alef, Omer Rav Hamnina, the first question we'll all be asked after 120, when we get up to Shemaim, is, were we kavato itim l'Torah? Did you sit and learn Torah properly? That's the first question. Freik Tois is a gewaldige kasha. We have the same Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. And there the Gemara says, Omer Rova, Bashu Shemachnisim Udim Ledin, when a person is brought after 120, Oimrim Loi, the first question he is asked is, Nosusa V'Nosato Be'emina, were you Elech in the workplace? Question number two, says the Gemara, Kavata Itim L'Torah. So we have a stira, Freik Tois, what's the first question? Are we going to be asked Kavata Itim L'Torah, or are we going to be asked Nosusa V'Nosato Be'emina? Were you Elech in your work practice? comes along the Beditche Veruf in his Sefer Kedishas Levi on Masechta Sovis, and he tells us a gavaldige teretz and a gavaldige chiddush. He says these two questions, Nosusa v'Nosata b'mina, Kavata l'Toyra, are not two different questions. They are one and the same question. And he explains as follows: V'nira levar d'shala achasi. The whole Talia. You can't be Elch in your workplace unless you are Kavatel Itim Torah. And Kivin Shausit Bamasa Ivamatan Bemina. If you are Elch in your workplace, Shape Usak Batoira. This is considered as if you were Oisik Batoira. And he repeats this three times in that one passage. Nimsim Oisik Bamasa Matan Bemina says the Badishov, when if you're careful not to cheat anybody, you're careful that your weights are correct. You're careful not to overcharge somebody. You're careful with all the halachas of Choshe Mishpat. Says the Bedit Shibaruv, Im oisik b'masr matn b'mina, as he loimed gamkein. You're also learning. V'nims a third time, Im oisik b'masr mitten, as he gamkein loimed. And then he says again the fourth time, B'shul she'oisik b'derech eretz, Tahayni masr matn v'oisik b'mina, V'nimsa d'loimed oz. So therefore, zok the Bedit Shibaruv, Nosusa v'nosata v'mina kavata ibn Torah is one and the same answer. And if you look in the Sefer Yismach Lev from the Mu'anaim, Reb Nochum Chernobler, he quotes this on that Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Zelv b'Yisod b'Shem the Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh, k'shem esnai kein, when a person is elech in his business, as he oisik b'toira, he is considered an oisik b'toira, tumid, afile b'shusha oisik b'schoira, even whilst he is busy with business. So we need to understand how this can be. And I found the Chofetz Chaim in Al-Torah in Parshas Yisroi, said the Zelv b'Yisod, it brings down their story in Masa Lemelech. The Chofetz Chaim was once speaking to a very chushev Ruv. He was speaking about not in Torah, about various issues. And this Ruv said, who was an Udam Gudel, said he feels very bad they've wasted so much time just speaking Dvorim Shalma Bekach. And the Chofetz Chaim replied to this Ruv and he said to him, if a person has a conversation and he is careful not to say any words of Lushan Hara or Achilles, Gamze Latoira Yechushev. This is also Torah. So don't feel bad, said the Chofetz Chaim, that we didn't actually speak any Divrei Torah. Having a conversation and being careful not to say any words of Issa, of Lushna Hora, of Rechiles, of Sheker, Moitzi Shemra, this is auch Torah. And I found the Mazayid Chodkereb in his Sefer, Yismach Yisroel, on Yitzhak Kislev, explains that the derech of the Baal Shem Tov is, Ki nochitz lekayim v'hogisa boyoymen v'layla, gam ba'asokim gashmiim. A person has to be mekayim v'hogisa boyoymen v'layla in his gashmiistic actions. I see from his words, v'hogisa boyoymen v'layla does not refer merely to learning, but a person conducts himself al pi Torah, this is also considered v'hogisa boyoymen v'layla. The question, however, remains, how can this be? Lach Oira, we know there is a fundamental difference between the mitzvah of limit ha-Torah and between a person who is oisik b'mitzvah. The Torah writes in Orachaim, in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, that kol ma'asav shel udom yile shem shemaim, and the Torah explains there clearly how a person has to conduct himself on an erlich way. And he writes that when a person conducts himself in an erlich way, b'shem Rabbeinu Yoina, nimsa da'oivet Hashem kol yomov, he is serving Hashem his entire life, afile b'shas masuoy imatunoy, even in his business he is serving Hashem. However, the Beis Yosef doesn't write he's learning, he's serving Hashem. And the Pashto says, the Pshat is he's being Mekayim, a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that he's got a din. We regard him as somebody who is learning. And we find, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Soita, in Daf Chof Aleph and Mad Aleph, on the Pusik, Kineh Mitzvah, V'Torah Oy, tells us the Gemara there, that a mitzvah is compared to a mitzvah is only a temporary thing. It's megina lefisho, like a candle, only burns as long as the candle goes. But Torah is compared to oy. There is a fundamental difference between a mitzvah and Torah. So we need to understand, how can the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the Mo'anayim, the Bedit Shavarov, the Chofetz Chaim, the Chotke Rebbe, all come along and tell us that a person who's erlich in the workplace and he's careful not to be oivan aveiros, he conducts himself according to Ganz Choshe Mishpat, this fellow is considered as if he's learning. He's not learning, he's been Mekayim Mitzvahs. A person had a nisoyin to do an aveira, Yoshev le'ova, tells us Chazal, noisin l'scha ka'oise mitzvah. But we don't say noisin l'scha as somebody who's oisik b'toira. Oisik b'toira, that's something special, that's something unique. Talmud Torah k'neged kilam. He'll get a scha for all those mitzvahs which he was Mekayim, for all the times that he wasn't oivan aveira. Noisin l'scha ka'oise mitzvah. But where do we find such a yesod? That a person who is Mekayim mitzvahs, we regard him as an oisik b'toira. The Orach Laner, in his Sefer Bikira Yaakov on Hilchas Sikkah, tells us a great achidish, which a lot of poskim have a difficult time understanding, that before you shake arba minim in the morning, you've got to make Birchas HaTorah. Say Birchas HaTorah before you shake arba minim. And the poskim ask on this halucha, that the halucha is very clear, that Birchas HaTorah applies for Limud HaTorah. However, you don't need to make Birchas HaTorah before you do a mitzvah. And we know every single morning, we all get dressed in the morning, we put our tzitzis on. So you're making a mitzvah of Arba Kamfois. You didn't make Birchas HaTorah yet. How can you do a mitzvah? And explains the Mishnah Brira, the reason is, says the Mishnah Brira in Simen Mem Zayin, Lekila Alma, according to everybody, mitelasis eizah pilas mitzvah koidin Birchas HaTorah. You're allowed to do a mitzvah before Birchas HaTorah. Afagav, although the v'shas maser bevade mahar b'dinze, although when you're doing the mitzvah, you might be thinking about the halachas of that mitzvah, afilah hochem mita. You're still allowed to do the mitzvah, although you haven't said Birchas HaTorah. The kol shein miskaven lelimud einoy tzorcha brocha. Since you're not intending to learn, I'm just doing a mitzvah. That's not limud Torah. It's not limud Torah. I don't need Birchas Torah. So, fraying the mafoshim, why does the Ruch Lener, for some odd reason, tell us that you have to say Birchas Torah before you shake arba minim? So, I saw in a sefer called Birchas Yaakov from Rav Rottenberg from America, who says, he wants to explain it with a Mat Ephraim, which this Mat Ephraim is brought la halucha in the Bia halucha in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Tuf Kif Peches. That the Mat Ephraim says that somebody who's blowing the shofar, the Baal Tekeya, has to have a gif noki. And if he hasn't got a gif noki, write the Mat Ephraim, he has to stop blowing the shofar and wait and then carry on blowing the shofar. And explains that the Bia halucha as follows. Dima ha Mat Ephraim ledina de Krishma. He compares shofar to Krishma. Ve'efsha, perhaps, hatam, the reason for this is, de kiven de kai melon de tzurich kavuna lutzis ha mitzvah, because we know that halacha is you have to have kavuna to be yoitza mitzvah, shetzivuni Hashem Yisburach, says now the Bia halacha these words, ze gifa gam kein chushiv kedivre Torah. This is like divrei Torah. V'loi gura mehira bedivrei Torah. And it's no worse than hira bedivrei Torah. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brira, the Bia halacha, that's why somebody that's got gif nuki cannot blow the shofar. However, lechoira, we need to understand now, the Bia halacha seems to be sois himself. In Simen Mem Zayin, says the Mishnah Brira, according to everybody, you can be Mekayim a mitzvah before you say Birchas HaTorah, because you don't need Birchas HaTorah for mitzvah. And here, by shofar, the Mishnah Brira says that blowing the shofar has got the same status as Divrei Torah. So if you've got the same status as Divrei Torah, lechoira, you need to say, and that's explained by Birchas Yaakov. That's the chant the Ruch Lener. The Ruch Lener says that you can't shake arba minim until you say Birchas Torah. Is this Bia halacha? The Bia halacha says that performing a mitzvah is like Divrei Torah. So that's how we answer Ruch Lener. But lechoira, we're left with a stira in the Mishnah Brira. However, the answer is as follows. We have two types of mitzvahs. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Simon Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch writes as follows. Mitzvah Srichas Kavuna, Hirak Bekim Vasei, Heim Bemase, Kemoi Shofar V'doimov. When we come to mitzvah like Shofar, then that's when we have this klal of Mitzvah Srichas Kavuna, Oy Bamiz Krishma Kadoima. Alva Bemitzvah She'ena Oysa Shim Dova, Rak Memela. A mitzvah where you're not doing anything, it just happens by itself. Kumoy Khan, like the mitzvah Piriviya, Loishayach kavuna vein tzurich kavuna klal. Then you don't need any positive kavuna. When you need positive kavuna, when you're speaking about a mitzvah like shofar, which you need to apply machshava, how you're doing it, how performing, otherwise it's not going to happen. But a mitzvah which happens by itself, then says the Minchas Chinuch, we don't need kavuna. It could be the Mishnah Brira in Simen Mem Zayin, when he says that you can perform a mitzvah, Lekila Almi can perform a mitzvah with before you say Birchas HaTorah. It's speaking about a mitzvah like Arba Kamfus. You put on in the morning, you've done a mitzvah, but I don't have to think, how am I doing it? What am I doing? Is it been coming out right? Is it? It just happens by itself. Your father said to you, hey, pass me that cup over there. You gave him the cup. You're making a mitzvah, kibbutz, even if you didn't think what you're doing. When it comes to mitzvah, says the Mishnah Brira, the Minchas Chinuch, like shofar, like krishma, we have to be medactic. If you're not medactic, it's not going to come out right. Then we say mitzvos sarichas kavuna. And although the Mishnah, the Bialucha says very clearly that v'loy gura mehira b'divrei Torah, and hira we know doesn't need birchas Torah. So even if we compare mitzvah to hira, but l'chora, why are we still making a brucha? The answer is, although hira doesn't need birchas Torah, but the Mishnah Brira paskins that somebody who writes divrei Torah, it's a masa, you need birchas Torah. It could be that when you're doing a mitzvah, which is a masa, so then you need to have birchas HaTorah. So we can explain the Kedushas Levi with the Baal Shem Tov, with all these gedolim, api the yesod of the Bia Halucha. Where the Bia Halucha says very clearly that when a person is doing a mitzvah with kavuna, Zegifa gam kein chushev kedivrei Torah. That is considered like divrei Torah. And if you look at the words of the Bedichavarov, he writes this pretty much black and white. He writes as follows. You know why somebody's oisa mekach memkes like Torah? Ki zoicha b'chol maso v'chol eis v'rega b'torah k'doshi. He remembers the whole time. This is usa, and this I have to be careful. And haluchas azoy, and haluchas azoy. Shlo yasem midaruchas v'shum v'chem b'chol dover. V'nimsem oisik b'maso v'matem m'mina. Oz he gam kelim. He explains. You know when we say it's like he's learning? When the whole time he's got in his mind, I have to be careful about this, I have to be careful about that. Then we regard it as if he's learning. And as Oishtet in Tferes Shloimeh from the Radomsky Rebbe and Pasha told us very clearly, he writes, even if a person is busy with his panusa a whole day, and he has no time to learn, but Kol Zois, despite all of this, in he misnag al pi atoyre, if he conducts himself al pi atoyre, shloi lahoinois, not to overcharge, shloi ligzoil, not to deceive anybody, not to cheat anybody, not to steal, for shloi yeshake, not to lie, kedoyme, hine ba oiskoi be masu be matan, he oisik ba toira. He is being oisik ba toira. And he explains why. Ki tzurech losim levuvoi el kol ashe yifne. Because he's constantly got to have in mind whatever he's doing. Levilti avoy al mitzvah Shem, not to be over one of the mitzvahs. Las is ketana gadoy l'shloi kadas. So we see clearly from his lushen. You know why we look at him as if he's learning? Because the whole time he's busy thinking, I have to be careful, this halacha, that halacha. So this person is learning. So this is one mahalach, how we can explain this yisod. I want to quickly explore a second mahalach. And that is, with a kasha from Toysis in Masechtas Bruchas and Daf Yudalef Umad Aleph. But Toysis asks a gewaltige kasha. We know a person makes once birchas HaTorah in the morning, and even if he goes the whole day without learning, only he learns in the evening, he doesn't need to make a new birchas HaTorah. Frank Toys Akasha, why is it that a person makes a brucha leishah basika once in the morning, and he goes out the sikah for an hour, and he comes back after 2 hours, he's got to make a new brucha leishah basika? Why is it, by birchas HaTorah, you don't need to make, if you stop learning, you need to make a new birchas HaTorah? So Frank Toys Akasha. So Toys is a very interesting answer. V'yesh loyma, the shana Torah. Torah is different. The she'enoi meyayish datoi. He's not meyayish. The kol she udem mechiv loyma. Because a person is obliged to learn the entire time. The chsev azoy v'yishteit v'gisa b'yom v'loyla v'heve k'moy yoshev kol ayoyim b'loy hefzik. That is, we look at him as if he sits and learns the whole day without a hefzik. A person doesn't eat all day long, and since the ikar bruchah is an achila, so you finish your meal, so it's a hefzik. Toysis, we understand, needs a great explanation. What does he mean? A person, although he hasn't learned the whole day, because you got a mitzvah of a gisa bayim v'loyla, we regard it having come a yoshev kol hayoyim b'loy hefsek. So Zuk Reb Yitzchak Kotner, this is in his Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, Ma'amar Yud Gimel, says as follows. We find the Gemara tells us in Masechta Soita that a woman who is a Soita, says the Gemara, if she has a schis, says the Gemara, toilela, then the Mayim Hamorim would be toilah, wouldn't hit her straight away. Freak the Gemara, schis de Mai, which schis are we speaking about? Says the Gemara, if it's a schis ha-mitzvah, is a mitzvah so powerful? We already saw a mitzvah is only Megan Bashar's Masa. Is a mitzvah so powerful to stop a woman who was a soita from being punished? Says the Gemara, must be schis of toilah. Since when do women have a mitzvah in limud Torah? Everything, well, you're right. They don't have a mitzvah of limud Torah. Oh, but despite this, ba'agra, the maknim is naim benai, but not in the gevrai. Adus the beimadush. They wait for the husbands till they come home from the base of medrash. Miloi palgu and badai. Do they not take an equal share of the Torah of the husband? So that's the schis Torah. So Freik, Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner, the same question we've asked already all along. This that women stay up to wait for their husbands to come home, that's a mitzvah. And the Gemara already told us, a mitzvah isn't so powerful. So the Gemara asks, what schis of Torah do they have? Ask the Gemara, the mitzvah that they stay up to wait for the husbands. Staying up for the husbands is not limud Torah, it's a mitzvah. So if a mitzvah is not powerful enough. So how does this somehow answer the Gemara's question? Zuk the Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner a gewaldige chab. The Gemara tells us in Menuchas and Daf Tzadik Tes on the Pace, Pa'omim betila shel Torah zehi kiyima. Sometimes a person can close his sefer and zehi kiyima. What does this mean? Says Rashi, Kegoin shemavatl Torah loitzus hames lachnusas kala. A person in the middle of learning, and there's now a Baruch Hashem, there's a simcha, hachnusas kala, oiloy aleini, there's a levaya. So you go out to do those mitzvahs. What schar will you get? So you would say, answer, you get a schar, grois a schar, masamech usn vakale, grois a mitzvah. You go, chesed shalem, es telavaya, grois a mitzvah. That's a schar you get. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, harehi mekabel schar, this is unbelievable. Ki'ili yoshev v'oisik bo. Dus is a pshat zuk Rashi, pa'omim betila shel Torah zehi kiyima. When you close your sefer to go and be makai in the mitzvah, chnusas kal ol vois hames, zehi kiyima, you get the scha, kila yoshev v'oisik bo. As if you are continuing learning. I see here, a person's makai in a mitzvah, says Rashi, and he gets scha, not the scha of hachnusas kala. You have two people sitting by the chasna. One was at home busy playing around doing nothing. Oh, it's 8 o'clock, we better go to chasna. He goes sits by the whole night of the chasna. You know what scha he gets? Kai mitzvah and simcha schusam kala gavaldige mitzvah. The guy sitting next to him was in the middle of chavrisa. He said, oi, I have to go to the chasna. He closes the gemura. He will get the scha by that chasna as if he continued and learned the entire night. The question is why? Zuk Rav Hutner as follows. We know we got a klal oisik be mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. If you're busy doing one mitzvah, you're potter from a second mitzvah. However, Batalma Torah, we don't say this rule of oisik be mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. If you're sitting and learning and now you've got a mitzvah shi'ef shalasu de'achayrim, whatever, you have to close your safe and do the mitzvah. The question is why? If Talmud Torah can neged kilom, so why do you have to stop learning to do a mitzvah? Torah is greater than mitzvah. So Zuk Rav Hutner, the pshat is as follows. We know that the sod of Torah is lilmoid v'lasois. If a person can say, I'm not going to make mitzvahs because I'm learning, but the learning is that you should know lilmoid v'lasois. So therefore the lasois is nishkan stira to the lilmoid. And nishnos nishkan stira, Zuk Rav Hutner, noch tifa. Lilmoid isn't just merely limited to when you're sitting. When you are actually performing the mitzvahs, then you are doing what you have learned. The lilmoid, part of the lilmoid is putting into action what you've done. A person who studied to become a Welt doctor, but then whenever he gets called to emergency, says, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Is that what you studied for? You studied in order to save people's lives. You've learned Torah, and Manasseh, you should be Makai in what you're doing. You know why Batalma Torah Zukman is Oisik Mitzvah Potam Mitzvah? Because being Mekai in the Mitzvahs is not a contradiction to Limud HaTorah. This is you're putting into practice Limud HaTorah. This is what Rashi means. That you go to a Chasna, you go to a Levaya, you get the Schaka Oisik Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is Almanos Lasois. Therefore, we understand now the Gemara in Masech Soita. The Gemara in Masech Soita, Zukrav Hotna, says that the women's schis mitzvah won't help them. They have to have schis Torah. What's schis Torah? They wait up for the husbands. But that's a mitzvah, that's not Torah. The answer is that when she's mechazik her husband to learn Torah, so therefore that gifa, that is betilishal Torah zekima, this is part of Torah. Being mechazik Torah, this is not just mitzvah, this is part of Torah. And since it's part of Torah, therefore she gets not scham mitzvah, but scham Torah. And as Ozuk Remeid Don Plotsky, the Zelbi Yisod in the Hagdomat Sefer, Chemdes Yisrul. So we have here very clearly, now, a moedik yisod, that it's possible for a person to do a mitzvah, and we regard him, because through this mitzvah, it's enhancing his performance of Torah. This is part of his Torah. He gets the schar of somebody who's oisik v'yoshev b'Torah. Zukrab Svi Heshverber, with this we understand the pusik, Shabbat and Sefer Hegyoina Uvas, v'yikatz Yaakov mishnusa v'yoyma uchen yesh Hashem b'mukim hazeh. Da'ashen Chazal v'yikatz Yaakov mishnusa al tikr mishnusoi ela mi mishnusoi, from his Mishnah. Zukrav Heber, because a person who goes to sleep, that ishtav koiches to learn, so that is not just merely considered a mitzvah. When you're doing something to enhance your performance of Torah, that is considered as if he's learning. And as Ushab Ramosha Feinshan in the Sefer Durish Moshe, in Chaylik Beis, the Zelba Veta, Kesha Udam Hashulam, Oysa Zelech Yisoy, Hevegam Hashina, V'chol inyunei hagif chushiv l'Hashem yisbruch kelimit ha-Torah shaloi. And with this we can explain the famous story from the Mezritch Magid. Mezritch Magid once sent a message to Rabban Kalina when he was in Mezritch that he should stop saying Shir Shirim. It was Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, and Mezritch Magid had gone to lie down, and Rabban Kalina was saying Shir Shirim. And we know Kalim, the koilis, Rabban Kalina gezuk Shir Shirim b'koile koilis. In the Mezritch Magid sent one of his Tamidim to tell Reb Aaron Kalin to stop saying Shashirim, because his Shashirim is causing the whole Shemayim to tremble, and it's disturbing his sleep, and he can't sleep properly. So he told him to stop. And Tzadikim used to say over the story with grace his palace, look how great the shluff of the Mezritch Magid must have been. He himself said that Reb Aaron Kalin is saying Shashirim is causing the Shemayim to tremble, but yet he told him to stop because it's disturbing his sleep. So Pashas, I always understood, the Pshat is that when the Mezritch Magid slept, he was zoicha to such gilim, like we know from the Arizal, that it was even more than the Shia Hashirim from a Baran Kalina. Therefore told him to stop. And this is Tomei Zecha Emes. Aber lefid vareini, we can even explain Balabatish, that when a person goes to sleep to give him koichas, so we just now heard from Reb Moshe, that Reb Moshe says clearly, the shluf and the udom hashulem is chushiv to the boy in the shlulem, like his limud HaTorah. Even if the reason why the Magid went to sleep was just literally to refresh his batteries because he needed koich, so the azar shluf of the mezritch Magid l'shem shemaim is chushiv kelimud HaTorah. So if it's chushiv kelimud HaTorah, it's chushiv oy bezoy, then the shluf, then the Rashi Hashirim from the Arbaran Kalinim. And again, if we look in the Bedit Shevaruv in Kedishas Levi, he writes again this Yisod, when he explains why Masav and Matan Bemin is Chushev like Oisik B'Torah, he writes, Tehine Yesh Takuna La'anushim. I've got a takuna, I've got a solution, an Eitzah, for people who are Oisik B'Masav Matan, Kitzorcha Yisul Meribim. Because people have got many needs, and we have to pay the bills at the end of every month. So the reason why you're working is because I need to have money in order to carry on living. So Heichichoyim La'asib B'Torah, B'shush Eis Oiskim B'Masav. So Zug the Bedit Shiruv, you know why you're working? Because you need money to be El Chayid. So if you need money to be elch, and that's why you're working. So then we apply the rule: b'tila shel Torah zehi kiyima es chushiv ka oisik b'Torah. I want to finish off just with the words of the Yisod V'Shorish Havoida, Gevaldige Chiddush, what he writes as follows. Nirali Bore, this is in Shaches, Perek Yid Beis. Unbelievable words. Nirali Bore, it appears to me clear. If a person thinks to himself how he can somehow bet himself, he should contact himself the whole week in this way. Even just in his business practice, how he can do something better to make his practice more ehrlich, more ausgehalten. To make it more outside the heter. Zebura, this is clear. Shemaleches Yeshura Ketoira Yechushev. That this machshov of his is considered like Torah. Vahaboira Yizburech Yishtasheya Bechidish Ze. And the Rabbi Yishem is going to rejoice with this chiddush, v'chushiv im koinei, and he's going to regard it ke'ili chiddush sisrei Torah al derech hu emes. In Shemayim, this person is going to be regarded as if he was mechadish nish stam chiddush Torah. Nozuk the yisod v'shashvoida sisrei emes, sisrei Torah al derech emes. Kabula, the Gresta in Yunem Nista, that's this person will regard like this. Lachamev Esrim, he'll come up to Shemayim, and the Rabbi Shimon said, you are the fellow who's Machadish Sisra Torah. Me? I'm just a simple businessman. I sat and worked my whole life. I was in an office. Yeah, but you were careful with this, you were careful with that, you added on this hiddah, that hiddah. Those things that nobody knew about, you only did them to Al Lashem Shemayim. Said the sort of Shoshadoida, you'll be given the scha of somebody who's Mechadish Sisra Torah al Derech Hoemes. And Azoi Shteit in Arigas Haboisim, in Parshas Vayechi, writes the Arigas Haboisim, the highest level is a person should be Mechadish, not only Chedisha Torah, but Sisra Torah in Kabula. And most B'nai Torah today we know are not on this level. They might be sitting coil all day long, but Sisra Torah, who today is Mechadish Sisra Torah? Says Darigas Aboisim, I'll tell you who's Mechadish Sisra Torah. Al Yedei Masha Poyel B'Mash Oymed Lenes Di Oisik Bin Yune Oylem Hazeh Imi Kol Mokoyim Misnag B'Orche Sadikim. Somebody's Oisik Bin Yune Oylem Hazeh, and despite this, he behaves like a tzaddik. V'rabim royim lek koy misa, and many people observe him, and then they spoil and they copy his example. He kamoy sisra Torah, says the same lushan arigas boys, and it's like sisra Torah. She'ein yodaya boikim hayoyda nisturas. You know why it's called sisra Torah? Because it's behalt. Nobody knows. Only the rabbi in the shloim knows. This is sisra Torah. You'll be given the schar for sisra Torah. We find in the Zois HaBrucha that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the bruchas to all the shutim, he said, "Smach zevilim betzaisecho v'yesucha bo'yalecho." In the Racham HaKodesh asked that this kasha, l'chayre, okay, he gave a brucha to his villain to be oisik by pragmatia, but why did he say, "Smach zevilim"? You should rejoice, i.e., don't feel bad, zevilim, that you're not sitting in the base of Medrash. No, zevilim, you're the fellow who's got to go out and work, but don't feel bad. Smach zevilim, you should be rejoicing. He didn't say, "Smach yisocha boilecho," no zevilim. Frek the Racham HaKodesh, why? And as I frek the Ramban, and the Ramban gives us an explanation. V'tam zemach zevilim betzach yun. Want to know why it says zemach zevilim? Be'eis seizcha ba'oniyos soicha. When zevilim goes out on the ships, yirmois, the pusik is being meramas, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to hint, ki lechoif yamim yishkoin, that zevilim lives by the seashore. So the Ramban asks the question, he gives us the answer, but I don't understand his answer. You know, says Ramban, why he says Max Villain? Because when he goes out on the ships, as they live on the seashore. So we just lined in Parshas Vayechi a few weeks ago that when Yaakov Avinu gave the brochas to the Shutim, he said to them, Zevilin Lachoif Yamim Yishkoin. And that's Taka's villain, like we see in Zos HaBrucha, that they go out, the question is, Yaakov Avinu was he coming here to give Zvilin some business advice? Zvilin, I want you to be oisir b'pragmatia. But what type of pragmatia? I want you to be a sailor on the high seas. Why was Yaakov telling that to Zvilin as opposed to being oisik in something else? We have a Gemara in Kedishin, the end of Kedishin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us there, Rav Sapunim Chasidim Heim. The majority of sailors are Chasidim. And tells us Rashi, Mikiven Shem Nimtzum B'mukim Sakuna, because they are in constant danger. When a person is sitting in his office, swiveling around in his nice leather chair, barking out orders to everybody, come here, go there, do this, do that. So then can be a chashash of Vayishman Yeshirin Vayivot. Says Yaakov Avinu to Zvilin, Zvilin, I want you to be the businessman, but I'm worried what's going to be with your Rochnius. So I want you to be a businessman, but I want you to be a sailor. You know why a sailor? Kirov sapunim chasidim hei. Says Yaakov Avinu to Zvilin, a person should be a businessman, but what type of businessman should he be? A businessman which not only is not going to be a contradiction to his Avodas Hashem, it's going to enhance his Avodas Hashem. When a person is doing that type of business which brings him closer to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, then a person, that is taka, the ultimate goal. And then this is Nishkan Stira. Adarab, this is a chelik of his Avodas Hashem. The whole time he's having in mind, I've got to down to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shloilem has got to help me. It's not koichi voitzim yudim. There comes a storm, that's the end of me. So a person feels he's constantly in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Then you can be Mekayim, says the Ramban, Samach Zevilin Beit Sesecho. And this type of fellow, as we explained, his business, this is not a contradiction. This complements his Avodas Hashem. This is a chelik of his Avodas Hashem. And then when a person comes to this Madrega, then he's taken Mekayim, Yegia Kapecho Kisoichel, Ashrecho V'Toivloch, Toivloch Boilem Azev, Ashrecho Boilem Azev, V'Toivloch El Mabu. And this is what the Gemur and Bruchas tells us, Abu Advurim Srichim Chizik. Because it's very easy when a person is successful in business, unfortunately, Chas V'Shulem, he can forget about the Rabbeinu Shalom. He can go the wrong way. So Abu Advum Trichem Chizik says Rashi could go in Soichel Scheruso Imen Lemelachtoi. A person has to constantly have in front of him, what am I trying to achieve in my business? Am I just trying to rake in as much money as possible, undercut everybody else? Or am I trying to make a Kiddush Hashem in the workplace, ensuring that I'm sanctifying the workplace, that my workplace is a chelik from my Avodas Hashem? That's where I put into Lamasa everything which I learned in the Shiurim about not cheating people, not overcharging people, not undercutting people, not lying to people. When a person conducts his business, Nususo v'nasato b'mina, then la'acha meva esem shuna, when they come up to Shemayim, he'll be able to answer Zug de Bedicherov, Kavat ibn the Torah, Boishel, my whole business practice was one long limud Torah. Every single time, every occasion, I was wondering, I was thinking to myself every time, is this correct Api Torah? Is that correct Api Torah? I conduct myself here, myself there. My whole business was one shtick limud HaTorah. Then a person will be zoicha bedin umen ken yirutzin.